You are now recording and broadcasting. The floor is yours.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. So I will call to order at 6 p.m. on February 2nd, the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District meeting for February 2nd, 2022. This is our call to order. So, and Mayor Ray Russum, would you do the Pledge of Allegiance for us, please?
I would be glad to. Would you please silently follow along as I recite the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much for that. So now I'll turn to Ms. Simpson for our roll call, please.
Director Karen White?
Here.
Director Karen Ray Russell?
Here.
Director Jeff Lee?
Here. Very good. So we do have a quorum and we will go ahead and continue, which takes us to our agenda review, where we'll under review have any questions from directors or if they have any changes to the menu, to the agenda, or if staff would like to make any changes for our consideration. Not hearing any specific changes, someone prepared to make a motion to proceed as published?
I so move.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Director Karen White?
Yes.
Director Karen Ray Russell?
Yes.
Director Jeff Lee?
Yes. Very
good.
Motion
carries.
Thank you very much for that. We will go ahead and proceed as published, which takes us to our public comments for items that are not appearing on tonight's agenda. And so in order to prevent and mitigate the effects of COVID-19, the district is, in accordance with Executive Order 9-29-20, meeting remotely. So that does give us an opportunity to have remote public comment for up to 3 minutes on any items in the jurisdiction of this district. So I'll turn to Ms. Simpson, see if there's anyone on the line for public comment this evening.
There is no public comment.
Thank you very much. I will go ahead and close public comment, bring it back to the board for our next item, which is our consent agenda, where we have three items, 5A, 5B, 5C, for consideration as a group. Let's see if there's any directors that have any questions on the consent agenda or want to pull anything for separate discussion.
Didn't
we already do this?
Huh? No, I said I've read it through and I have no questions or comments.
Very good. Then I will go ahead and open up public comment on the consent agenda. See if with Ms. Simpson, if there's any members of the public that have questions on the consent agenda.
There's my raised hand.
No, there is no public comment.
Very good. I'll go ahead and close public comment and bring it back to the board for consideration of the consent agenda.
I will move that we approve items 5A, 5B, and 5C as published.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Director Karen White?
Yes.
Director Karen Ray Russell?
Yes.
Director Jeff Lee?
Yes.
Very motion good. Carries.
Thank you very much. The consent agenda is approved, which takes us to our action items this evening. Item 6A is a review of our district bylaws for discussion and revision. I'll turn it over to Mr. Gent for the staff report.
Yeah, good evening, Jeremy Gent, District Administrator. The item before you is our annual review of the bylaws for discussion or any revisions your board might have. Staff has brought to you some cleanup and typographical stuff that legal counsel Collins will walk us through here in a moment. And with that, we're not proposing any meaningful changes to the bylaws this evening, unless your board has other direction you want to give. And with that, I'll turn it over to Mr. Collins so he can walk through the typos and edits that he caught on his review.
Thank you, Mr. Gent. Yes, the edits that I found were minor typographical errors that were missed in previous revisions. The day of the week that we have our meeting on the first Wednesday needed to be specified. There was a misstated section of the Brown Act that a couple numbers were reversed. There was some language regarding the submission of documents as part of public comment, and there was some exceptions to those rules that were listed as a separate category. So the exceptions would apply to an irrelevant portion of the bylaws. And so I just tabbed it over so that it would be clear that the exceptions apply just to the document provisions. And then you'll see that we inserted the rotation for the chair and vice chair in the standard rotation so that doesn't cause confusion each year when we roll around to February and January. So those are the revisions, all typographical, none are substantive, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Collins. Let's see if by unmuting yourselves, if any members have any questions for Mr. Collins or Mr. Jones. Very good. So I did just have one question for Keith, Mr. Collins, on the non-clean copy, I'll say item four. So I think you'd referenced it's section J, I believe it is. So of 2.61J. And so if I'm reading that correctly, those exceptions for providing presentation information are basically just codified into numerical order, or were those brought in from another document?
No, these were part of the bylaws. They were listed as a separate subsection K. And so exceptions needed to apply just to these documents. So if you look at each of those 1, 2, 3, 4 exceptions, they all relate to the submission of documents. And so it shouldn't have been its own paragraph K. It needs to be a subheading of subsection J. And so I just moved it over.
Very good. I appreciate that clarification. Did that generate any questions for other board members? Very good. Then I'll turn to Ms. Simpson and see if there's anyone on the line for public comment on this item.
There is no public comment.
Very good. I'll close public comment, bring it back to the board for consideration of a motion.
I will move that we direct staff to make the revisions that were in the staff report as published for our annual bylaws, or review of bylaws.
Second.
Very good. We have a motion and a second. So roll call, please.
Director Karen White?
Yes.
Director Karen Ray Russell?
Yes.
Director Jeff Lee?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Very good. So that item carries. So maybe just a quick question for Mr. Gent. So with these changes, I anticipate we'll have a final bylaws item at the next meeting for formal adoption.
Yeah. So there'll be a rezo and an item for adoption, final adoption of these revisions. Yes, that's correct.
Very good. Thank you for that. So that will conclude work on that item and take us to item 6B, which is our district administrator and plant operations report. So I'll turn it over to Mr. Gent and see who's going to present first.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and go first, Michael. So my report's brief. We just met 2 weeks ago, but a couple updates on the redundancy project. We hit a milestone where we passed 365 days of work on the redundancy. So 1 year. We remain on schedule and within budget and have a safe, clean record at the site. So knock on wood, everybody, things are going well for now. And so happy to report that to the board. Central Coast Blue, I have no update to provide for on that project at the moment. Couple miscellaneous items. Staff continues to sample and test for COVID-19 concentrations in the district wastewater. We have gotten one recent lab result back, and we're waiting on our second one to try to start showing a trend. I have shared that information with the other general managers and the folks at Five Cities Fire, who had expressed an interest in that as well. We undertook a budgeted upgrade to our phone system at the district that your board had allowed us to budget for. And so we have made that transition, and I'd like to express some kudos to Mario De Leon, who is an operator that took on that task in upgrading the phone system. It's a little bit of a stretch for an operator to deal with some of that, the technology that goes into those upgrades and interfacing with the two contractors we used. And he did a great job, and we're up and running, and minimal downtime in that transition. So wanted to express my gratitude for him working on that. No plant tours. And then tentative items, next month, we will have the adoption of the bylaws as we referenced earlier. That'll be a consent item with a rezo. And then tentative action items would be the only known thing right now. There's likely to be a couple more things, but is the quarterly update for the redundancy project. So right back around to the next quarterly update. And with that, that concludes my administrator's report. And I can take any questions now and then hand it over to Michael.
Very good. Thank you, sir. Let's see if there's any questions for you from either Mrs. Ray Russum or Ms. White.
None this way.
Yeah. Very good. Then we'll turn it over to Mr. Jones.
All right. Thank you, Director Lee. Michael Jones, Superintendent, and I'm presenting the Plan Operations Report for the reporting period of January 1st through January 28th. During this period, the district's facility met its permit limitations as required under the state of California's National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System permit issued to the district. Some monthly plant data for January 2021 is located in the table below. As you can see, we're all of our numbers are well within permit limitations. Some operations and maintenance tasks that staff performed were as follows. Staff opened, inspected, and cleared blockage in our digester heat exchanger. We removed our influent pump number 3 volute in preparation for repair, rinsed out spill containments, cleared and cleaned centrifuge plug. We troubleshot our splitter box polymer injection system, San Luis Powerhouse, troubleshot our emergency bypass pump error messages, troubleshot fixed film reactor supervisory control and data acquisition communication issues. We repaired a broken sludge bed hose reel. Some work orders staff completed where we inspected and marked underground service alerts. We rinsed down all surfaces of clarifiers. We deragged our primary sludge pumps, inspected and cleaned fixed film reactor orifices. We test ran our emergency generator and emergency bypass pump. Some preventative maintenance was performed on plant carts, vacuum pressure relief valves, mechanical bar screens, our digester mixing pump, our water champ, our whacker 6-inch trash pump, and clarifier drives, and we also performed amp draws. Some training that staff participated in was in the district's laboratory to show demonstration of capabilities. This training is required as part of the district's environmental laboratory accreditation program permits. We also took delivery of a new street sweeper and received training on the operation of that equipment. There were no call-outs this reporting period. Just a quick update on the emergency boiler repair. Energy Resources Corporation began the installation of the new boiler internal pressurized heat exchanger. This work is scheduled to be completed by the end of the first week in February. Staff will continue to update the board as this work continues and is completed. The district's digester has returned to optimal operation and continues to maintain while repair services are being performed. And in the board pack, we included a picture of the new boiler, which looks a lot better than the previous one. Just moving on to our dechlorination system assessment. On January 20th, Michael K. Nunley and Associates completed and submitted the technical memorandum for the district's wastewater treatment plant dechlorination system evaluation. Based on MKN's review and recommended changes, the district would be provided the following benefits. Number one, the entire volume of the dechlorination chamber will be available for reaction time with the sodium bisulfite for dechlorination. Number two, the entire effluent flow stream will be contacted by the bisulfite stream. Number three, mixing energy will be substantially increased, providing improved mixing and contact. And number four, all modifications will be done inside the existing dechlorination chamber. No major structure modifications would be necessary. Modifications will consist of replacing 2-inch PVC piping, which, with the exception of pipe anchors, can mostly be done ahead of time outside the chamber. Constructing a new bisulfite diffuser should be a relatively easy and inexpensive fix. However, should it not provide the expected result, staff has other options available to explore if necessary. And with that, that concludes my report, and I'm able to answer any questions the board may have.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Jones. Let's see if any members of the board have any questions. Very good. Thank you for that. I do have just one question. And so it looks like since it is a relatively easy and inexpensive fix, would this just be handled under a maintenance line item, or do you expect a capital program to come forth in next year's budget?
I'm thinking we're going to probably get this taken care of as soon as possible before the next budget is prepared. We have some budget for our disinfection system included in our existing budget. So if anything, we'll use some of those funds to perform this work. And if needed, we can, if it goes into next budget, next fiscal year, we'll prepare budget for that specific item.
Great, very good. Thank you for that. This is a receive and file, but I'll check in with Ms. Simpson, see if anyone has joined us for public comment on this item.
There is no public comment.
I'll go ahead and close this item and say thank you, gentlemen, for those reports and bring it back to board member communications. Does either director have anything to share?
No.
I kept trying to go and I kept going twice. I just wanted to say it's nice to see you, Karen. Thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for welcoming me. So it's been a long time. I have been on this board before, but it's been certainly looks very nice, like very pleasant. Everything's going wonderfully well. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
And actually, I was going to say a welcome to Karen White as well, and to a big thank you to Linda Austin, which I'll do in person next time I see her, or see her virtually on the next meeting, whatever that happens to be. But yeah, thank you, Karen, for being here. And
I think Linda might be listening right now, so she's at least shown as an attendee, so she might hear you.
Very good. Well, thank you, Linda, for all your service these past years that we've had the opportunity to work with you. And look forward to continuing to work with Karen, but you also in the future, wherever our paths may cross.
Yeah, she's my alternate, so.
Very good. So let's see, any other board member communications? If not, we will stand adjourned until March 2nd.
Miss Austin has her hand raised now. Oh,
perfect, yes. Good evening, Miss Austin, how are you?
Am I unmuted now?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to say thank you for all those kind words. And I really enjoyed serving with you and Karen and with all the staff there at the plant. And I look forward to keeping in touch. I still want to attend the meetings like this so I can keep in touch with what's happening at the plant. And I'm real proud of this whole system over there and everyone involved. So thanks again. And I'm not really going away, so I'll still be around. Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Linda.
Thanks, Linda.
Thank you, Linda.
Very good. So with that appreciative statement, we will stand adjourned until March 2nd, 2022 at 6 p.m., which at this point will still be virtual. So, thanks, everybody.
Thanks.
Thank you.
What'd you do? Am I off the meeting?